This is Rainmaker FM, the Digital Marketing Podcast Network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com. Hello, and welcome to this edition of the PR is Dead podcast. I'm your host, Doyle Albee. You know, we've talked quite a bit on this podcast about pitching story ideas to reporters. And let's just get this out of the way right up front in this podcast. When I talk about reporters, I mean bloggers, I mean TV assignment editors, I mean radio DJs, anybody that's got a media outlet. It's just cumbersome, so we say reporters, and that's how we're using the word in this podcast. But we haven't touched too much on how to find the right reporter to pitch your story. We've talked about the outlets themselves, but we haven't spent a lot of time on targeting individuals, and that's what we're going to spend our time on this episode. So sometimes it's easy to find a local news station when your topic is broad. A few episodes ago, we talked about the example of a daycare person that might call a TV station and offer ideas for things for kids to do on a snowy day when there's a storm coming. That's pretty broad. It doesn't matter if it's the NBC affiliate or the ABC affiliate or an independent station. That's a story that they just might like. So that's pretty easy. But what if you're looking to get coverage for something much more specialized, which I'm sure many of your businesses are? What if you're in a very specific line of business? So, for example, maybe you're a digital security expert. Maybe you're a pastry chef. And it's important to find the right media outlet and also the right person at that outlet to pitch your story to. So I think most of you know I own a public relations firm, and we subscribe to a number of databases and services to help us out with this exact thing. But they're not cheap. And unless you're with a company that has a PR department or you have a firm like mine that's doing this for a number of different folks, it's probably not something you want to spend a great deal of money on. And they are several thousand dollars a year. So if it's not something you do every day, there's other ways that you can do this. And we actually use some of the things I'm going to talk about to supplement these tools on a daily basis. So here's what I'm going to recommend, and I don't mean to oversimplify this, but it can also be very easily overcomplicated. But start with the Google. That's the best way to get the lay of the land and figure out what it is you want to do, and often you'll find exactly what you're looking for. I frequently am able to find the targets that I need through Google without cracking into the databases that I pay for. Here are some tips and tricks that might help you find the best people, not just the best media outlets, to target your pitch to. So first, really zero in on your topic. Let's say you want to talk about banking, for example. Search to find reporters or bloggers that have written about the topic recently, and the more specific you can be, the better. As you might imagine, if you search for banking, you'll probably get hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of hits. But if you begin to narrow down to banking fraud or online banking trends, for example, you'll start to get much more specific hits. Also, be sure and look in both Google's News tab and the Web tab, because I'll be honest with you, I haven't quite figured out how they divide those up. But sometimes I won't find anything under Web, and I'll find exactly what I'm looking for in News, and vice versa. So click back and forth, be specific, and try to zero in as best you can. You can, of course, further narrow your search by adding a city or even a specific media outlet. So since I'm here in the Colorado area, I might want to search for Online Banking Trends Denver Post or Online Banking Trends Boulder Daily Camera, something along those lines. That will really help you hone in on the coverage that's being done in those publications on the topic you're interested in. And remember, depending on the topic, there might be more than one person covering it. So if you just do Banking Denver Post, for example, you might see that three or four people have written stories that fit that search criteria over the last several months. So then you've got to begin to read and do your research and really find out which reporter is truly covering banking and which reporter just mentioned banking or covered it once. Maybe somebody was ill and there was a big story. You never know, but you're going to look for that trend whenever possible. I would also recommend to look for the most current stories that you can. Just because somebody wrote a story on banking, to continue that example, in 2010 doesn't mean by any stretch that they cover banking or they still cover banking. It could just be a one-off situation. And if the most recent thing that they wrote on the topic you're looking for is from several years ago, and Google will find that, there's a better than average chance that person's not a real good target anymore. But it's also important, and this is kind of just a fine line and a judgment call, to realize that if they just wrote about online banking security, they might not be open to a pitch to do another story on that. If it's not their daily beat and not something they're looking for, and you can tell that by what's in their search criteria, or what comes up in the search results, rather, and then go look at what they write. You can usually go to an outlet and just see everything that person's written. And if it's clear that they just covered a story or a news cycle for a week or so, then they might be done with it. But if it's something that they write on literally on a weekly or almost a daily basis, it could be a really, really great target for what you want to talk about. Now, let's say you want to submit a contributed piece rather than just comment or come up with a story idea. The first thing you want to do is check to see if the outlet accepts contributed pieces, and if so, under what circumstances. Some media outlets accept a wide variety and a very large number of contributed pieces, and others accept pieces very sparingly and under reasonably strict guidelines. So how can you tell? Check for, once you've found an outlet that you'd like to write for example, check for something called submission guidelines or writer's guidelines or words similar to that. That will tell you what their guidelines are. And quite honestly, if it's not there, there's a chance that they might not be accepting contributed content. Not a hard and fast rule, but certainly something to look into. And you can also just look at the articles. If every article on a media outlet, as you're looking through it, are exclusively from the same set of people for the most part, and they have titles of staff writer or news editor or something along those lines, that outlet just probably uses fewer submissions or does not accept contributed content at all. If, on the other hand, there's lots of different authors and they're from other companies, at the end of it, for example, you might see, you know, Bob is the director of HR for Microsoft. That's a pretty clear indication that they take contributed content, and you can then begin to look for what their guidelines are. And then again, most importantly, a reporter doesn't care about taking on contributed content. You've got to find the editor or the person in charge of working with contributed content. You remember a few episodes ago, we had the online editor of Colorado Biz Magazine, Lisa Rickman, come in and talk to us. And Lisa's the person in charge of that. If you email just about anybody else at Colorado Biz, maybe they'll refer it to Lisa. Chances are they'll just ignore it and move on. So it's important that you find the right person to reach out to. And I think there's a really, really important note that we need to make here is you're looking for the right person. There's a fine line between we covered this all the time. This is what we do, and we've covered this, and that's really all we want to do for now. And typically the second, the enough already folks, fall into a current news cycle. Like if there's an important new announcement from a leading company, or there's on a local level, there's a weather incident or a blizzard or a thunderstorm, what have you, bearing down on the city. Those news cycles run their course typically in a matter of days. So you've got to be quick. You want to be out there and be right on top of things. And on the other hand, if you take an outlet like one of my favorites, 9to5 Mac, they're never going to get tired about writing about Apple. That's what they do. So if you've got something that's interesting that can fit into, especially a news cycle about Apple, is, you know, the iPad Pro just came out. Is there something new about the Apple Watch? What do we think is on the horizon for the Fruit in 2016? They're going to be interested in that on much more of an evergreen basis than a publication that just covered the Apple Watch because it came out, and they're going to move on to the next hot new consumer electronics product. So there's not really a great deal of tips and tricks for this. As you'll see, this is going to be one of our shorter episodes, but it's really, really important. I would say that every minute you spend in really researching and targeting the right person to reach out to for either a comment, a contributed piece, a story idea to make yourself an expert, what have you, will save you probably 10 times that much time wasting your time and wasting their time, quite honestly, targeting the wrong person, where your emails and your voicemails just get tossed by the wayside. Even worse, if you target the wrong person, they might start to see your name in the email box and just throw it away and not even read beyond, even if you made a mistake once or twice and have since corrected that mistake, you could do some damage to yourself. These are really, really busy people. So it's important that you target that. You know, the flip side of that is even if you target the right reporters, even if a given pitch isn't successful, that it's already run its course, there's a news cycle that's gone, they've already got an expert lined up for that story, they remember that you were thoughtful, you did your research, you did a good job, and you didn't waste their time. And I think that's an important thing to remember. As always, I'd like to end with a quote from the media, and this one really caught my eye with everything that's going on right now. It's from Edmund Muskie, who was governor of Maine. He was a senator from that state and a candidate for both vice president and president in the late 60s and early 70s. And he had this to say about the media. Looking at yourself through the media is like looking at one of those rippled mirrors in an amusement park. That kind of gives you an idea what he thought about the whole thing as somebody who spent most of his life in the public eye. So interesting take, and I think something we should think about as we watch this presidential election go through. So if you're so inclined, I'd love to hear what you think. I'd love to answer any questions. I got a couple of questions a few weeks ago, and it actually impacted what we did on the podcast. So drop me a line at doyle.albee@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Doyle Albee, just first and last name, at Doyle Albee. Or leave a comment or a review on iTunes. I'd love it if you'd take the time to do that, and thanks to those of you who have. So I'm going to take the rest of the year off, so I wish you and yours the very, very best this holiday season, and I look forward to picking up again in 2016. And until next time, I hope you get some good news. Thanks for listening.